If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. So put this $17 book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Email us. Get us on our website, saveus.org. And if you want the special offer of my book, The Secret of the Lord and The Harbinger, $35 plus postage and handling. God bless. Be a blessing. Pray for our nation. And it's time to repent.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone as we talk about the final countdown. Now, Pastor Billy had given this talk five years or so ago, and there were 12 DVDs and a set we've offered. We still offer it. We think it's important. But he's redoing this because there's so much new information. As we move towards what would appear to be the end of Western civilization as we know it today. So, Pastor Billy, without further ado, I'm just going to let you pick up the story and point out all the prophetic events that are happening today, which could not, under any circumstances, simply be by accident. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. Well, you know, in our study, it's just been such a privilege to get back into it again after all this time. And at first, again, it was just to kind of update it, but it's gone way beyond that. It's just it's a major expansion, being able to share much more information than was ever shared before, and much, much more video evidence. We always like sharing that, even though it's much more work on our end, but it really helps provide the ammunition that people need to realize. This is not just some article we're reading off of JoeSchmo.com or WackyConspiracyGuy.org. This is actually in the news, folks, and it's happening before our very eyes. As you know, Dr. Monteith, in our study, the final countdown, we deal with 10 different signs. Of course, there's more, but we deal with the 10 big ones. The Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood and wickedness and apostasy, the push for a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, and, of course, the big finale on the Mark of the Beast. And last time we were talking about was the issue of the Jewish people, which is very important whether people realize it or not. Because, in short, if you want to know how close you are to the end, then the first entity you need to pay attention to is the Jewish people. And that's because if you read the scripture from God's viewpoint, Jerusalem is the center of the earth, okay? And this is, if you think about it, this is where the line of the Messiah started. This is where King David ruled from there. This is where Jesus, the actual Messiah, died on the cross. This is where the end times are going to culminate at the end of the seven-year tribulation with the Battle of Armageddon outside of Jerusalem. This is where Jesus returns at his second coming, and this is where Jesus is going to rule and reign after his second coming in the millennial kingdom for 1,000 years. And so it's a no-brainer. If you want to know how close we are to the end, you have to pay attention to Jerusalem, what's going on there. And you have to pay attention to the Jewish people, okay? And last time when we dealt with this study, it took me one DVD to go through the information to give you an idea of how much more new information there is and much more current information. It's taken three DVDs. There's that much more information. So lots going on in the world. Last time we were talking about this, Dr. Monteith, we talked about the first eight signs from God. Dealing with the Jewish people, telling us clearly we're living in the last days. And that was, of course, that Israel would return to the land. They would become a nation again. They'd be brought forth in one day as a nation. They'd be a united nation again. They specifically would have the currency of the shekel. They would blossom as a rose in the desert. They'd have a powerful military. And, of course, they would become a center of conflict to the whole world. And as we left off on that last time, the odds of that happening are just totally phenomenal. It's impossible for one entity throughout human history to fulfill those eight prophecies. And it's completely staggering. It literally is a miracle. It's a miracle even in mathematical terms, folks. You cannot deny it once you take a look at the facts. But as we come back from the break, Dr. Montesi, we'll see that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's much more than eight. And we'll get to that in just a second.
And, of course, the fact that the Jews have returned is, we give all sorts of reason for it. It's a wicked Zion. It was a Holocaust. Well, I believe, of course, that God orchestrated this. It's amazing how he orchestrated it, why the Jews returned. But all of the events in the last century began focusing to bring the Jews back to their home.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
If you've ever been to Israel, and over there you'll find out that the preparations are already made. They haven't started actually construction on it, but the Jews are planning on rebuilding it. And certainly I've heard some of the leading rabbis asked, well, how is this going to come about? I mean, certainly the Muslims aren't going to allow that. You're going to be building fairly close to the great mosque there, the Mosque of Omar. How is this going to come about? And I'll never forget one of the rabbis saying, that is not for us to know. God will make the arrangements. So, and I think that was a beautiful statement. A simple faith that God has decreed it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and we don't know how it's going to come about, but it will come about in God's time and according to God's plan. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and Lord willing, Dr. McKee, I'll get to that in just a second about some of the different theories of how that could actually take place. But again, man being the instrument, however it wants to happen, it's really going to be the hand of God that's going to be open the door, because this temple, folks, Dome of the Rock or not, it is going to be rebuilt. Okay, we know that. And but it's big news when you see that the Bible says the Jewish temple is going to be in existence during the seven-year tribulation, because the last Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 A.D. by the Romans, which, by the way, Jesus, Matthew 24, prophesied that that would happen, and of course it did. And so that's big news. I mean, that, they haven't had the temple since 70 A.D. That's, so, you know, and again, then not too long after that, they were dispersed. Next thing you know, they pop back onto the scene, 1948, May 14th. And then all of a sudden, we're back to the discussion about the temple. But you need to understand, folks, it's way beyond just the discussion stage. Okay, and I'll get to that, Lord willing, in just a second. But the text there is what I just read. It says that the two witnesses and the Antichrist, clearly, as I read, is going to be associated with this temple. And it clearly tells us where that temple is going to be. It said where their Lord was crucified, and that's in Jerusalem. Okay? Now, the Bible also tells us another aspect about this temple is in this temple, this rebuilt temple, that's the actual place where the Antichrist is going to declare himself to be God. That's in the book of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2 says this, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy or report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. He says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Here's what he's going to do. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped. Listen, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Okay? So here we see the last day's Jewish temple is not just going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem, but according to the biblical timeline, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, the Antichrist himself is going to go into that temple and have the audacity to declare himself to be God. And Lord willing, I don't know if we get to it tonight, but a different study, we can talk about how people are actually being prepared to call a man God and worship him. We're seeing that already on the planet. And so if you take a look at this, if you want to know how close we're getting to the seven-year tribulation, you need to be looking out for the signs of a rebuilt Jewish temple. It's so important that you cannot have the ministry of the two witnesses, and you can't have the Antichrist with it. The Antichrist is going to be making this peace treaty with Israel that's going to start the seven-year tribulation, but halfway into it, he's going to go up into their rebuilt temple and declare himself to be God. And then the Bible also says, Zechariah, after that happens, is the Jewish people, of course, they're not going to worship a man as a god. The Antichrist shows his true colors. And then that's unfortunately when Zechariah kicks in and the Antichrist goes after the Jewish people and slaughters two-thirds of them. And again, we'll go and we get to that later. But the Jewish people, folks, again, you need to understand, well, gee, I guess if we start seeing the Jewish people start to rebuild this temple, we know that maybe the two witnesses are on the planet, maybe the Antichrist is walking around. Well, folks, again, they're not talking about it. They're building all aspects of the temple right now, okay? I want to deal with you some of that proof. The first one that we deal with and that we expose in our new study, folks, is the plans are already made for the temple, okay? The Jewish people, folks, are not just back in the land. They're not just established as a nation. Right now, they are ready to rebuild their temple again. It's not 100 years down the road. It's right now. Okay. In fact, I want to share with you an actual official announcement, and it says this. In the recent USA Speaking Engagement Tour, and Rabbi Richman of the Temple Institute revealed to the public for the very first time detailed construction plans for the Chamber of Hewn Stone, the seat of the Great Sanhedrin, which is a central component of the Holy Temple complex on the Temple Mount. These complete and highly intricate plans constitute the first stage of a historical undertaking of the Temple Institute, the drafting of the blueprints listed for the entire Holy Temple complex. No land can be prepared, no foundation can be laid, no wall can be erected without a detailed architectural plan first being drawn up, approved by engineers, and presented to the appointed site manager. The plans you are viewing on this page fulfill every requirement necessary for the immediate commencement of the work on this aspect of the Holy Temple. Okay. In fact, on the video study that we provide on the DVDs, folks, we actually share the 3D the animation that they had. Somebody spent some money on this thing that they have of the inside of this a section of the Holy Temple. And it's absolutely amazing, folks. They've got it all planned out. They're building a 3D animation model of it. You could take an inside tour of it. And, in fact, I had a guy comment once after he saw it and realizing that, you know what, we just probably just saw with our eyes, and I don't think it's a stretch. We actually, for the first time in man's history, we got to walk via a 3D animation through the actual temple that the actual Antichrist is going to walk into and declare himself to be God. It's that close, folks. They've got the plans. It's not just discussion, whatever. They got the plan ready to go. And as you rightly stated, Dr. Monteith, it's like, well, okay, that's interesting. Okay, you got the plan, so that means you're just itching to go. But there's a problem. And the problem is the position issue. And that's, of course, the Muslim Dome of the Rock is sitting right where many believe the previous temple was, and where now this new proposed temple needs to be. So what are you going to do? You can have the plans all you want. You can have this really cool 3D animation so you could take a tour of it right now. But how can you build a thing? Well, there's a couple different theories. First of all, this is part of the reason why there's so much strife in Jerusalem, folks. It's not just a land issue. It's a spiritual issue. But again, the Bible's clear. At the end times temple, folks, it's going to be rebuilt. Okay? Now, it just so happens that right now there's a group of Jewish archaeologists that are saying that the actual site of the temple isn't where the Dome of the Rock is. There's a couple different theories. Some say it's to the north of it. Others would say it's to the south of it, which means if they were to follow those theories, I don't personally follow them, and many other rabbis don't. I'm not a rabbi, but other rabbis don't. But if they do follow it, then they could build a temple now, even with the Dome of the Rock being where it's at. So that's one possibility. But again, I don't necessarily buy into that. And again, the strong group of Jewish supporters say absolutely not. It's exactly where the Dome of the Rock is. So again, if they follow that line, you're back to the original problem. What are you going to do? Well, some would say, and that's why I loved your quote, Dr. Monteith, earlier about just trusting that God's going to take care of it. Some would say that maybe a stray missile, with all the fighting that's going on over there, right? Hey, accidentally hit the Dome of the Rock. Hey, that would fix that in a hurry. Maybe God is going to be delivered, and he's going to send a supernatural earthquake or something that's going to change anything. Or maybe a missile or a bomb during the fulfillment of the Gog and Magog prophecy, which I'm working on right now, where the surrounding nations, including Russia, Magog from the north, come against Israel, but they get totally annihilated by God. And so maybe that's going to clear out the temple area. Okay, but either way, a newly leveled landscape of the Dome of the Rock is not only plausible with all the fighting that's going on here, but many scholars believe it's going to occur as a result of a peace treaty made with the Antichrist himself, which, of course, just happens to be the exact event that's going to start the seven-year tribulation. Daniel 9:27 says he, the Antichrist, will make a treaty or covenant with the people, the Jewish people, for a period of one set of seven, for 7 years. But after half this time, he's going to put an end to the sacrifices and offerings. That's what Paul was talking about, 2 Thessalonians 2, about him going up there and declaring himself to be God. Okay, now, notice that point there. He's going to make a peace treaty with the Jewish people. And again, as we talked last time, can anybody guess where in the world everyone right now is trying to make a covenant, a peace treaty with? Okay, it's Israel. Okay, and again, many people feel that this is what the Antichrist is going to do with all of his false miracles, his charisma, that he's the only one to convince Israel to not only give up even more land, but maybe he uses the carrot of, well, okay, if you do that, I'll be the guy who helps you get the permission to finally rebuild the temple, because obviously he knows desperately they want one, and obviously he knows there has to be one, because halfway into the seven-year tribulation, he's going into that thing, and he's going to declare himself to be God. Okay, and again, folks, you need to understand all this talk, all these things, this isn't happening 100 years down the road. It's happening for right now. And they're still working out the position issue, but they've got the plans ready to make. But they're doing everything else in the meantime as well, folks. They've already got the priests trained for the temple. Okay, we clearly document this on our new study. Okay, and what's interesting, Dr. Monteith, is the Jewish people when they came back to the land again, they became a nation again, and getting ready to rebuild their temple again, they had a problem. Okay, the Jewish people, as we know, were scattered all over the earth, had no temple since the 70 AD. And so, I mean, if you think about it, you're scattered literally all over the earth. That's one of the miracles. God brings you forth from the different parts of the earth. But wait a second. That's been since 70 AD, okay? Who knows who's what from who's what tribe, okay? And that presents a dilemma because the Bible clearly says if you're going to serve in the temple, you have to be of the priestly line. So what in the world are you going to do? Well, it just so happens, folks, for the first time in mankind's history.
Hold that thought. Oh, go right ahead. We got one more minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it just so happens, Dr. Monteith, for the first time in man's history, we have the modern technology for the Jewish people to know 100% who is of the priestly line, okay? And that's thanks to the modern technology of DNA, okay? And here in a little bit, what I'll share with you is the actual doctor, Dr. Carl Skorecki, and he put it to the test, and he figured out a way, and I'll share it in a second, of how they can know for sure, due to DNA sampling, who is of the priestly tribe so they can once again meet all the requirements for the temple and who can serve in it, even though they were scattered for nearly 2,000 years.
And, you know, it really is amazing to think that all of these things are coming together at this time. And you can say, well, but, I mean, they haven't started to build the temple yet. No, they haven't. But just keep watching and waiting, because I firmly convinced it's going to happen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
The Pastor Billy has pointed out that they've actually been genetically able to track down the line of the Cohens, which was the priestly line. They actually have those people from the priestly line in training today to be able to perform the rituals in the temple once it is built. So everything is moving right along from the Jewish point of view towards the reconstruction of the temple. All they need is for God to intervene and somehow or other take out the Dome of the Rock so they can begin their construction. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and again, it's major. They're not just like, well, maybe one day we can get maybe a little peace going here as we're waiting for the ground to get cleared for the temple. Folks, I'm telling you, they are basically got everything that they need to do done and ready to go. And this is what's huge. And as we left off, they were talking about the stone, the altar, folks. They built the altar. Let me repeat the quote. This is an announcement. If you really want more information, folks, yourself, please go to the Temple Institute, templeinstitute.org, and you can see all the stuff that's going on. They constantly put out updates, news updates of how they're what they've got accomplished, and this is stuff that you can check out yourself. It's just so few people are paying attention to that, more concerned about the NBA playoffs or something than what's going on in Bible prophecy, unfortunately. But he says this. He says in their announcement with the stone altar, he says, "Build the stone altar. It's going to be placed in the courtyard of the Holy Temple, upon which the Kohanim can bring the offering." He said this historical project actually began some months ago, just before the Passover festival, when a group of men were brought to the Dead Sea and where they gathered together stones that would be used in the construction of the altar. The stones were then individually wrapped in heavily plastic and sealed, thus guaranteeing their untainted integrity. And he says, what better way to commemorate the past and to commence the future than to begin the building of the great stone altar? And then, of course, they got it all set to go, and they're going to transport it to the temple when it's completely done. And then, folks, if that still wasn't enough, for the first time in 2,000 years, and this, we share the actual announcement once again from the TV over there in Israel on the DVDs. The Jewish people are again starting the Pesach, or the Passover sacrifice, okay? And during the sacrifice, one rabbi stated this, quote, "We see these crowds of hundreds and hundreds of people from all over who came today to see this event. This is the basic command of the Torah for every Jew on Pesach or the Passover, and how we need to bring our Passover offering. The very fact that we are here, we are saying to God, here we are ready. It's in your hands, we are ready to worship you as a free people. We hope to do it in the next few years and the way it should be done in the temple." Okay? Folks, they don't just have the plans. They don't just know scientifically, for the first time in mankind's history, have the technology to pull it off, who is of the priestly line and who's not. They not only are training those actual priests right now as we speak, they've built a training center. It's already in process. They've not only completed the stone altar, but folks, I'm telling you, they've already started the sacrifices, the animal sacrifices again, for the first time in 2,000 years. Nearly, the Jewish people have begun all these things, folks, and it's happening before our very eyes. But again, they've got almost everything else ready to go. They got tons of articles that are ready to go, and we share a lot of the video clips because a lot of them are coming out as video announcements in our studies. You can see it with your own eyes. One of the big ones that they just finished a while ago was the Golden Menorah, It's been gone ever since the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. Well, they rebuilt that thing, folks, and that thing is huge. It weighs a half a ton, and we show you the actual video on it, half a ton. It's made of 24 karat gold. Its estimated value is approximately $3 million, okay, just in that one article of the temple. That tells you, folks, they're deadly serious. They're spending some serious cash on building these articles. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. They also have reconstructed the golden flask that are needed for water libation, the silver shovel for removing the ashes from the altar, the gold and silver plated ram's horns to be blown in the holy temple, the silver trumpets that they use to announce the temple services and the various festivals, the harps and the lyres and the other musical instruments that they need for music during the temple services, the wooden and golden lots used to determine which sacrifice is going to be used, the golden altar of incense. And again, folks, all these things we show you either the video clips or we show you the actual picture. You can see it with your own eyes. The golden altar of incense, that thing took some cash to build. The actual knives to be used to prepare the sacrifices to be offered in the temple, the table of showbread, the laver, the incense chalice, measuring cups, copper vessels, the menorah cleanser, oil pitcher, frankincense censer. They've got the garments ready to go for the priest. They've got, they're making it all by hand, exactly according to what the scripture has to say. Even the garments for the high priest, just to name a few. In fact, they just recently finished the golden crown needed for the high priest to serve in the temple, and they said, hey, we're just waiting for the right time to put it on the guy's head, and we're ready to go. It, folks, you can see this on the study with your own eyes, the actual pictures, the actual video interviews. It's happening right now. And we have to have this temple because the Antichrist himself is going to go into that thing. And that makes you wonder if he's alive and well on planet Earth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone as we discuss the prophetic events taking place today.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come. All these things mean less of what they share, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, certainly around the Pastor Billy's pointing out the one thing that's needed is a red heifer, and they have many red heifers around for a good long while. And then all of a sudden, there's all sorts of new red heifers popping up. But so far, all of them have been had blemish in them. And remember, the Bible requires a red heifer with no certainty of blemishes, and they're going to have to use those ashes of the red heifer, in their ceremony. So pick the story up, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, Dr. Monteith, that's a major mega stumbling block, as weird as it might sound. And again, there wasn't one. Some have popped on the scene. That created some quite the stir, certainly in the Jewish community and in Bible prophecy crowd. But they had a blemish. And then people speculated, myself included, well, maybe it's artificial engineering, genetic engineering, cloning, they're going to do it. Maybe they could do that still. But guess what? They don't need to anymore. On the new studies, folks, we share with you the actual interview made by the Temple Institute. And I'm going to read to you what he shared on that interview, and you tell me, folks, if we're in some special day. He announced that a pure red heifer exists right now as you're listening to this interview, and it does qualify, maybe even more than one. Here's what he said. The guy said, I was listening to a show that aired today. It's called Temple Talk, hosted by Yitzhak Rubin and Rabbi Rickman, and they talk about the relationship between the golden calf and the mysterious red heifer, including a dramatic revelation of a new red heifer alive and well in Israel in an undisclosed location. He said, this is breaking news. Here's what they said. And here's what they said. Because everyone is interested, they said, in the status of the red heifer, people speculate. People remember the excitement of when a red heifer was born. People talk about it. And the reason for that, of course, he says, is why there's so much excitement is about a red heifer is because a lot of people know that there is a Jewish tradition. It's in the Mishnah. That there were only 9 red heifers throughout the entire history of the Jewish people. The ashes of those 9 red heifers were enough to accomplish the process of cleansing all the generations of the people of Israel. And there's a tradition that the 10th red heifer is the one associated with the rebuilding of the 3rd temple. That's the last day's temple we've been talking about, folks. He said that's why when there's a news report about a red heifer being born, people get very, very excited. It's looked upon as some sort of a wake-up call or something like that. That's from the Jewish rabbis, folks. He said, listen, and we share with you the actual video announcement. He says, I want to share with our listeners far and wide the fact that there is definitely a kosher red heifer here in Israel right now. And the other guy next to him says, this is really breaking news. He said, I love this quote. He said, this should be on the scroll on the bottom of CNN or something. And the other guy says, we're not making a lot of noise about it. He says, we're not talking or taking out all sorts of ads, and we're certainly not disclosing the location. That's definitely not prudent, he said, and I'm not going to be sharing it with the United States Embassy. Absolutely not. He said, but you should know that there is definitely, in fact, he says, I think there is more than one, but there is definitely at least one kosher red heifer here in Israel right now. So that is not what is impeding the process at all. Folks, that's an actual announcement that has been made, okay? And so what more does God got to do to get our attention? Remember the whole premise. If you want to know how close you're getting to the last days, you got to pay attention to the Jewish people. And we're just on the one topic of this Jewish temple. You have to have this Jewish temple in order to have the amazing ministry of the two witnesses. You have to have this Jewish temple in order to have what the Antichrist is going to do. Specifically, amongst one deed, unfortunately, is he's going to go into that temple and declare himself to be God halfway into the seven-year tribulation. Okay, so if we see for the first time in 2,000 years, the Jewish people have the plans ready to go, they got the priests ready to go, they got the articles ready to go, they even have the ashes of a red heifer ready to go to rebuild this end-time temple, then folks, the point is, how much closer then is the seven-year tribulation, which requires the rebuilt Jewish temple for the Antichrist and the two witnesses to be part of? Folks, we don't know the exact day nor the hour, and I'll never predict the date, because the Bible says no man knows. But folks, we are getting so close. It's not even funny. In fact, Indiana Jones, eat your heart out. We share also another interview with another Jewish rabbi, one who was there for the 67 war. And he shares how they also believe there is one article that they believe that maybe they won't be necessarily rebuilding because they think they know where it's at. And that's the Ark of the Covenant. Boy, would that cause a stir if that thing got released. And here's what the report says. In 1981, Indiana Jones made his big screen debut, reigniting worldwide interest in history's most hunted relic, the Ark of the Covenant. The same year, two real-life raiders went on their own search for the Ark. They were not Nazis, and there was no snake pits like in the movie. They were just two renegade rabbis on a mission, and their search came to an end in Jerusalem. Now, in Israel, most rabbis agree that when it comes to the Ark, all roads lead back to Jerusalem. They say the Ark never left the city, and to them, the so-called lost Ark was never really lost. On June 7, 1967, Israeli troops recaptured Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. The Western Wall was in Jewish hands, and those hands were ready to dig. Archaeologists exposed part of the wall that had been buried for 2,000 years, and not all the digging was done legally. In 1981, two of Israel's highest-ranking rabbis, Shlomo Goren and Yehuda Getz, picked up their pickaxes and started chiseling their way under the Temple Mount. Quote, and he knew that at the end of the gate, he will come to the secret room where the Ark of the Covenant is located. Okay? And he was one of the paratroopers who liberated the Western Wall in 1967. Anyway, he was there 14 years later, the night Rabbi Getz opened a secret passage in the wall, and he recalls their conversation. He said, said it was after midnight, and he called me and said to me, Gershom, come immediately. Don't wait. Your dream is going to be fulfilled. What happened? I told him. The Messiah came, and he told me he is coming almost. What came next was a subterranean slugfest, according to Solomon, and at the end of the day, the passage to the Temple Mount was permanently sealed by Israeli police. And he says this, no doubt, I tell you, no doubt, we needed just 2 days more to come to the place where the Ark of the Covenant is located. He said, it is soon to come. I tell you, I promise you, you check me, test me, it will be in our lifetime. And I noted, Dr. Monteith, when I shared that video, if you take a look at that guy, he's getting up there in age. And if he thinks it's going to happen in our lifetime, folks, it's going to happen pretty soon. But can you imagine, on top of all these other articles being rebuilt, that they actually unearthed the actual Ark of the Covenant? I mean, that's going to spur on some serious drive of the Jewish people, even people I would dare say over there today that may be sitting on the fence. Should we build it? Maybe not. Maybe we should leave it alone. It's just going to push people over the edge. And these guys think they know where it's at, folks. And it's getting that close. But that's still not all. That's just the rebuilding of the Jewish temple. That's the ninth sign, the tenth sign. And it's an unfortunate sign that we know we're in the last days. Concerning the Jewish people, is the Bible is very clear, as I kind of alluded to earlier. They're going to develop an unfortunate relationship with the Antichrist. Okay, and the first thing we know about the Jewish people building this relationship with the Antichrist is they're going to make a peace treaty with them. And that's this passage I quoted earlier, Daniel 9:27. It says, I'll read it again. He, the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant with many, the Jewish people, for 1:7. In the middle of the seventh, he's going to put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on a wing of a temple, he's going to set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed, that is poured out to him. Okay? And so again, the Bible says that the exact event that starts the seven-year tribulation in the last days is when the Antichrist makes a peace treaty or a covenant with the Jewish people. Okay? And it's going to specifically be for 7 years. Now, here's what's wild, folks. Can anybody guess right now where in the world everybody in the world is pushing for, begging for, wanting for, it's all in the news, who they're trying to make a peace treaty with? It's Israel. And again, you got to put it in context. This is, who would have thought that the whole world is on Israel and wanting to have a peace treaty with them? It's little bitty tiny Israel. We're not talking a big giant country like Russia or China or something, but it's little itty bitty tiny Israel. And the reason why is because they're fulfilling Bible prophecy that says, as we talked about before, is they're going to become a source of worldwide conflict. Okay? And it's leading to the fulfillment of this prophecy here in Daniel. One day, because of all this conflict going on over there, that we can see the news virtually every single night, folks, they're going to, unfortunately, strike a relationship with, of all people, the Antichrist himself, and seek a peace treaty with him. It says it right there in the book of Daniel, okay? In fact, to make matters even more interesting, for the first time in 1,600 years, we have the rebirth of the Jewish Sanhedrin Council. That was just a few years ago, folks. Okay, so now you put that together, we just have to have the same ruling body alive again on planet Earth, once again, that rejected Jesus at his first coming, to once again possibly make another horrific mistake, this time to make a treaty with the actual Antichrist himself. Okay? And so, again, that's the question. Are there any signs that the Jewish people really are trying to make a peace treaty or covenant with people? Yeah, and let me just recap with you folks how many times the people around the world for the last several decades have been trying to make a peace treaty. Now, the first one was the UN Security Council Resolution number 242. That was back in 1967. Then you had the Camp David Accords in 1978. You had the Madrid Conference in 1991. The Israeli-Syrian talks in 1991. You had the Oslo Agreement in 1993. You had the Israel-Jordan Treaty of Peace in 94. You had Camp David Part 2 in 2000. You had the Tabat talks in 2001. You had the Saudi Peace Plan in 2002. You had the Roadmap Peace Plan in 2003, the Geneva Accord in 2003, the Sharm el-Sheikh Summit in 2005, the Franco-Italian-Spanish-Middle East Peace Plan 2006, the Israel-Hamas Ceasefire of 2008, the Direct Talks Peace Plan in 2010, and the latest one of them, is the Israeli Peace Initiative of 2011. Okay, now folks, obviously, they're trying desperately to get a peace treaty going on with Israel. It's been going on for quite some time. Okay, and you have to understand the significance of this. Okay, one of these treaties, though, maybe it's one that's being hashed out right now behind the scenes. We don't know. But one of these peace treaties, we know for sure, is going to be with the Antichrist himself. And unlike all the other failed ones that I just read to you, He alone, the Antichrist, is going to pull it off. And it's not going to lead to peace in the Middle East. It's going to lead to your worst nightmare. It's the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation. And so when you see this happen, when you see Israel making treaties, making covenants with other people around the world, I'm telling you folks, we need to wake up. It's a sign we're living in the last day. But they're not just going to make a peace treaty with the Antichrist. They're going to place their hope in the Antichrist. Now, the Bible, the New Testament, tells us why. It's because they're under a temporary blindness. Paul says this in the book of Romans chapter 11. He says, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you become wise in your own opinion. That blindness in part, that means it's temporary, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob." And so here we see, folks, just in this one passage, there's many other in the Bible, that clearly tells us that God is not done with the Jewish people. They are currently under a temporary blindness until the amount of Gentiles or non-Jewish people or whatever get saved, and God, of course, knows that number. But at that point, okay, and only God knows, that his focus again is going to go back on the Jewish people, and he's going to rescue them, and he's going to fulfill the promises that he made to them. Okay, now here's the point. Until that time, the Jewish people are not only going to be blinded to the true identity of the Antichrist and even strike a relationship with him via a treaty, but apparently they're going to look upon him as some sort of savior and place their hopes in him that hopefully he can do what everybody else has failed to do, and that is, quote, give them peace. And so that's the question. All right, that's interesting. That's what the Bible says that they're going to do, but is there any signs right now that the Jewish people are expecting a Messiah-type figure to place their hopes in to prepare them to unfortunately receive the Antichrist as their false Messiah? Yeah. In fact, they're saying, folks, it could happen any time. I'm going to read to you some actual quotes from the Jewish rabbis, and you tell me if they are not expecting their Messiah to be on the scene anytime soon. Quote, the most historic event in the Messianic era will be the rebuilding of the Holy Temple. It is the act of the building of the temple that will establish the identity of the Messiah beyond all shadow of a doubt. The Messiah will be a king over Israel, and a king can only be crowned by the Sanhedrin, which, remember, they just came back into existence after 1600 years. The reason he will come to Jerusalem first is to be recognized by the Sanhedrin. Another rabbi, Borel Lazar, believes the earth will soon see the coming of the Messiah to judge all mankind. We know that he is very near at hand. The Messiah may well have been born already. The world today is in a state described by our sages as heavenly Mashiach, that is, labor that precedes the coming of a Messiah. We are living on the verge of history. It can be felt everywhere. And I'll just give you one more quote from another rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri. He called upon the worldwide Jewry to return to Israel due to natural disasters which threaten to strike the world. Quote, in the future, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring about the great disasters in the countries of the world to sweeten the judgments of the land of Israel. I am ordering the publication of this declaration as a warning, so that the Jews in the countries of the world will be aware of the impending danger and will come to the land of Israel for the building of the temple and the revelation of a righteous Mashiach or Messiah. Listen, he says the Mashiach or Messiah is already in Israel.
And I think that's really what's so interesting, of course, is the fact that the Jews are returning, even in the face of the potential of a tremendous war. Jews are actually going back from all over the world. I know one of my friends, a good friend, has relatives who are Jewish, and they left good jobs here in the United States, returned to Israel within the last 6 months, and it doesn't make sense, logically. If you stop and think about it, who would want to just step into a hornet's nest? They know full well there may be a war, but they feel drawn back there, and I think this is happening. Oh, Sydney, and we've talked to Cheryl Hammond, Hancock, which is Sydney. Cheryl is over there. Sydney is our sort of representative over there. We're sponsoring her, and she tells exactly the same story of all the Jews going back to the Holy Land. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, and again, Dr. Monteith, that's what's interesting, is that's exactly what the Bible said would do, that they would have this high expectation that the Messiah, their Messiah, would come and rescue them and fulfill the promises of God. Unfortunately, the Jewish people have rejected the one true Messiah, Jesus Christ, and so they're unfortunately set up to receive the Antichrist as a false Messiah. But the good news is, if you can look at it that way, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, once the Antichrist, their false Messiah, shows his true colors by going into the temple and saying, hey, now worship me, I am God, that is a big wake-up call for the Jewish people. And they run, but unfortunately the Antichrist hunts two-thirds of them down. And but eventually their eyes do open, and they realize the mistake that they made. Okay, but they have that expectation. They're ready to go. They're just like, man, it's somewhere he's there. They're ripe, unfortunately, to receive an Antichrist figure. But the third thing we know about the Jewish people and the relationship with the Antichrist is he's going to demand worship as a man. And we see that in the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 13 talks about another beast coming out of the earth, and this is a false prophet. And he's inspired by Satan. And it says he exercised all authority of the first beast, the Antichrist, on his behalf. And he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. Okay? And so it says there, twice in that text there, didn't read the whole thing, but you get the idea, that people are going to worship him. That's who? That's the Antichrist. Who's the Antichrist? He's a man. In fact, he adds a little pressure. He says, if you don't do it, you're going to die. Okay, but that's the question. Do we see any signs of people's hearts being prepared to worship a man, specifically a political figure of a man? Yes, folks. And here in just a bit, I'll show you the proof that, believe it or not, we're even getting prepared to worship a political figure of a man here in America. Even here in America, folks, our hearts are being prepared to receive the Antichrist himself.
Well, these indeed are exciting times to know the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Croton is going to be back with us as we explore this in subsequent programs. Just keep listening right here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Billy Crone was just talking about certainly a number of things, examples of where certain groups here in America are actually deifying Obama and showing him in all sorts of poses, you know, suddenly with a crown of thorns on his head and simulating what happened to our Lord. So much of this, of course, is not being widely shown, but it's taking place. Anyway, Pastor Cronin will be with us next week, or pardon me, next month on this program. And Sydney, keep listening. Pastor, thanks very much. Sydney, it's fascinating and all the great new information that you have. Looking forward to the next time you're with us.
Thank you, Dr. Monty. It's always a joy.
Good night. God bless. Okay, Father, that was Pastor Billy Cronin. We do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the conversation. Pastor Cronin's done a tremendous amount of work. And, of course, we have the original 10 DVDs, 12 DVDs. And they're, no, I'm sorry, they're 10 in the original set. It's called The Final Countdown. Of course, we're putting them into a new set. And as soon as the old ones are gone, we'll be selling the new ones. We have the first five of those are available. So if you'd like to get the full set now, or you want to wait and get them as they become available, they're probably close to 30 this time. There were 10 in the original Final Countdown set. There'll probably be 30 this time. But it's so vitally important. You see how everything going on today fits into a pattern. It's all prophesied, and these prophecies are coming to pass. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you will want to get some of our talks on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret. These are DVDs. My book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. My talk, and it's really an interview with Norman Dodd, but I have a 45-minute dissertation there. It's called The Desperate or The Dangerous Deception. And all the things I've learned in the last 50 years dealing with the dark spiritual forces which are at work behind the scenes. So you'll actually see an interview I did with Norman Dodd, who led the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate what the great tax exempt foundations are doing for it, Rockefeller, Carnegie. What are they doing? They're pushing communism and socialism. Why would they be pushing communism and socialism throughout the world? Well, it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. We have to have an enemy to distract the American people from what's really going on in America as they set out to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, to demoralize our people, to take our minds off of holy and spiritual things and turn them on to sex and all greed and all these things. They've done a magnificent job, all financed in large part by our great tax-exempt foundations, Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller. Now, why are they doing it? Because they're all involved in the occult. In fact, so many of our wealthy people, whether it be J.P. Morgan, who is deeply involved in astrology, Andrew Carnegie was involved in spiritualism, Sidney Henry Ford, who was involved in theosophy, and the other occult scientists. How do you think these people, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, how do you think these people suddenly were able to amass their fabulous fortunes? They tapped, ladies and gentlemen, many of them, into the other dimension. And, of course, they understand the ancient mystery religions, the promises were made there. And our advice to you is do not even think about trying to do the same thing and follow the path that they followed. These people did not get their money honestly. They got it because of the supernatural influence. And God has told us to avoid this under all circumstances because, of course, it can lead to eternal damnation. So you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get certainly our talks on the population control agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Oh, a land that's free.
grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Ponte, and I said we're going to be talking about finance, and we'd talked to Lowell many years ago. It's been, Lowell, do you have any idea how long it's been since we talked to you?
Oh, my goodness, several months.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly we were going to be talking to Craig Smith. He wasn't able to come. So we're going to be talking about the financial crisis that the world is facing today. Certainly, I was reading an article by certainly Paul Craig Roberts, who is certainly one of my favorite authors. He was formerly the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. And in his latest article, which I found up on the Prison Planet, Alex Jones website, why, of course, certainly Paul Craig Roberts was quoting a man named Andrew Haldane. Andrew Haldane, and he's certainly a former director of the Bank of England. And this gentleman is certainly talking about what's going on today, and made the remark that the current economic crisis could cost the world economy between $60 and $200 trillion. Now, that's $60 to $200 trillion, and basically, of course, the entire world gross domestic product is about yearly $60 trillion. And here's a man, one of the insiders, as Paul Craig Roberts points out, an insider's insider, a man who knows exactly what's going to happen, and he's saying that this could cost certainly could cost as much as three to four times. The total domestic product of the whole world, we're talking with simply something that could bring down Western civilization. Well, Lowell, you pick up the story and we'll go from there.
Oh, well, I haven't read that particular article, but in
it was about two days ago, and I said I would go to the search engine and put in Andrew Haldane, H-A-L-D-A-N-E, predicts a grim future, something like that. But he was a former director of the Bank of England. Go right ahead.
Well, I will definitely look that up. In our book, Crashing the Dollar, Craig Smith and I did try to do an analysis of just how deep a level of debt we are already in as one marker. And the basic conclusion is we have immediate debt of at least $16 trillion. We have true national debt, including private debt, of about $70 trillion, which, as you say, is greater than the entire gross domestic product of the planet, and it's 7 billion people, not just the U.S. or Europe or North America. Then on top of that, we have unfunded liability, what we've already incurred as obligations under Social Security, government pensions, and the like. That adds up to at least $120 trillion. Then, out there in the universe, we have something most people pay little attention to. We have derivatives, sometimes called the dark matter of the financial universe. These are private obligations that, for example, it was derivatives that were involved in all the bad mortgage bundling that is the immediate cause of the crisis that the world economy has been suffering for the last 3-4 years. Now, you add all of those things up, it comes to a world debt of perhaps $1.28 quadrillion, of which the U.S. share is $750 trillion. How much money that is, we'll explain when we come back from this break.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know, probably a realistic estimate would be that the United States owes about $750 trillion. And is it 750 or 75?
750.
750.
Enough to make a stack of dollar bills from here to the planet Venus and back.
Right. And but basically, of course, Barack Obama had recently gotten together a number of economists and suggested that maybe we could actually mint some platinum coins that would be worth, say, $1 trillion each, you know, and people were horrified. The president was thinking of simply writing off our debt by issuing platinum coins worth $1 trillion.
But it exists there in the law.
Right.
I mean, it could legally be done right now. He couldn't do it with gold. He couldn't do it with silver. He couldn't really do it very easily with paper, though he will. But there was a quirk in the law that would allow him to do it with platinum coins. because the law was so clumsily, lazily written that you could drive 1,000 18-wheel trucks through the loopholes in it.
But you see, what we've done is established a situation totally built upon debt, where, of course, there is nothing behind this debt other than the promise to pay. It's like the whole banking system.
By the way, lest we forget, for those who haven't seen the debt clock and how fast it's advancing, this is growing even as we speak. In fact, 42 cents out of every dollar that our government now spends just to keep things running is borrowed money, Dr. Stan. We're literally continuing to borrow every day of the year at the rate of $58,000 a second. So count with me, though, those of you listening in the audience, dot, dot, dot. In those 3 seconds, your government politicians just ran up another $174,000 of debt that your children and grandchildren will be expected in one way or another to pay. They will either pay it directly as obligations, or they will renege on the debt, which means they'll pay it in the form of inflation as our money becomes worthless. I mean, after World War I, the German government just decided it would run itself by printing all the money it wanted. And they did. And basically, they utterly destroyed the value not only of the German currency, but they destroyed the value base of the entire culture. Because under that kind of system, the people who were the suckers, the fools, were the ones who saved their money and who worked hard and had a real work ethic. They were the losers. The ones who were the winners were the wild speculators, the people who would go out and offer to pay anything, knowing they'd actually, when it came time to pay a debt, be able to pay it off with inflated dollars that were not worth anything like the dollars that were lent to them, the value that was sold to them on time. I mean, how crazy did it get in Germany? At the peak, around 1923, before the whole system collapsed, people could walk into a cafe in Berlin. They would open the menu. The menu would say a cup of coffee is 5,000 marks. They would agree. They would wait. And 10 minutes later, when the coffee was delivered, it was now 8,000 marks. That's how fast the money was losing value. We haven't quite attained to that yet. We're only losing value in food, for example, at 7 to 10% running inflation a year. But that's because so many people are just holding on to money. You realize the government has dumped into the economy between $5 and $7 trillion and is on the verge of dumping trillions more to try to keep Europe from collapsing. And every time they print a dollar out of thin air, that makes every dollar you have worth less. I guess the way I put it, Dr. Singh, is there are some things the Congress cannot do. They can't, for example, pass an effective law repealing the law of gravity. I wish they could. I wouldn't have to die at it. They also cannot pass a law repealing other natural laws, such as the law of supply and demand. If you suddenly create twice as many dollars chasing the same number of goods and services, very soon all those goods and services are going to cost twice as many dollars. Well, our government has just printed 5 to 7 trillion more dollars out of thin air and dumped it into the economy, but most of it is being held by the banks, by the Federal Reserve itself, and others. So it effectively is frozen, and yet it's there, like a giant tidal flood of inflation, just waiting to thaw and inundate the society to destroy the value of dollars that people have worked and earned and saved. And as that happens, well, you can see why there is so little confidence in the economy here and in Europe, why people have largely, ordinary people have largely abandoned the stock market. They've left it to the professional traders who sit around waiting for the government to agree that it's going to dump another boatload of manufactured money into the economy. Will we have another quantitative easing? We want QE2. We want QE3. We want QE4. And as those things happen, of course, a few people get very rich in a hurry by being able to manipulate that money dump. But for all the rest of us who had worked and saved all our lives, we become the big losers. There was a famous incident, for example, in 1923 in Germany, where a man took his entire life savings and went down to the government and said, how much can I buy with everything I've worked for my whole life? And they looked at him and shook their heads. They found it hard to tell him that his whole life savings could no longer buy one postage stamp. But the money had become so valueless. In Berlin, there was a group of students from foreign countries who were attending university there, and their parents would send them a little stipend, the equivalent of $10 or $20 a month. Only the $10 or $20 would be in U.S. dollars, in French francs, or other currency that still had real value at the time. And so half a dozen of these students got together and said, you know, if we pool the money our parents send us every month, I'll bet we could really buy something. Well, it turned out they could. Those half dozen students were able to buy an entire block of apartment buildings in downtown Berlin. Now, when that happens in a society, and the people who have kept the work ethic, who have worked hard, who have been honest, who have saved instead of squandering their money, when those people are destroyed, it doesn't just undermine the money, it undermines the whole moral conservative structure in the society. And by tearing down the old value structure, the old values of morality and hard work, they basically paved a superhighway for the ascent of Adolf Hitler. Because once people saw the old values destroyed, they were ready to go to almost anyone who would promise them he could fix it.
And I think the tragedy is, Chris, this is happening here. The average American pretty doesn't understand. The only reason we don't have rampant inflation now is because the banks are holding a great deal of money. They're not necessarily making loans with it. The corporations are holding a great deal of money. They're not necessarily building new factories or taking on employees. If those banks and those certainly the corporations were suddenly to put that money into circulation, we would begin to see the a growing rate of inflation here. I don't know when it's going to come. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Go right ahead there.
Well, Ayn Rand wrote a very famous novel called Atlas Shrugged, the thesis of which was, at a time of high taxation and regulation and government harassment of the free market, suddenly the producers in the society, the people who actually make the inventions and the tools and so on that make the society work, they simply get together and say, we're going on strike. Everybody else goes on strike. We, the productive people who pay all the taxes, we'll go on strike too. And we'll see how long you can survive without us. And, of course, the effect of that is they bring down the society. The society cannot continue without them. And this is what we, in effect, are seeing at a very low level right now. We're seeing companies and banks literally holding back trillions and trillions of dollars on their books. Rather than make their companies bigger, rather than hire people, they're all holding back, waiting to see what the next election will bring. Because right now we're facing what, well, in our most recent book, The Inflation Deception, Six Ways Government Tricks Us and Seven Ways to Stop It, Dr. Stan, Craig Smith and I talk about what I've come to call the donkey drag on our economy. That is, we look at European countries, and what long happened in European countries is there would be a free market political party, and there'd be a socialist political party. And everyone knew that any time the socialists won an election, the first thing they would do is expropriate property, massively take away people's wealth. And so the wealthy no longer were very eager to put their money out there or to put it into companies the government could easily take over or expropriate. The wealthy tended to keep their money in Swiss bank accounts. And that increasingly is what's happening in the United States, one sign of which is President Obama has just been moving to say, if the IRS, Dr. Stan, so much as accuses you of owing them a lot of money, all they have to do is accuse you. The government, in effect, can lift your passport and say you will not be allowed to go outside the country. You certainly will not be allowed to take your money outside the country if the IRS makes you a target or the government makes you a political target. Now, we're supposed to be a free country, aren't we? And one of the fundamental freedoms is our freedom to leave, to vote with our feet if we got tired. Now we're becoming like old communist East Berlin. They may not even let you leave.
Well, I think this is increasingly a problem. The average individual doesn't understand that Sydney, it seems like America is the same as it's always been. We still have certainly basketball, and we have certainly baseball. But as far as economics, people don't understand. We are on the verge of a collapse of Western civilization.
We have 49.1% of the population living in a home where someone receives a government check.
Right. We're going to be back here in just a moment with a Law Party right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lowell Potiens, and he and Craig Smith have written a book called The Inflation Connection. And Lowell, would you tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of that book?
Sure. If you get The Inflation Deception, call 800-630-1494.
One more time.
800-630-1494. The postage is free. The book is free. The phone call is free. We just want you to be armed with the kind of information that may help reignite an American revolution in the spirit of our founders, to help bring back the Constitution, bring back the kind of biblical standard money that they, in fact, wrote into the Constitution. One of the big problems is we now have a government that runs, that operates just by printing the money it wants, and then letting you and me pay the price for that by having the value sucked out of our dollars. A lot of people think they're safe because, oh, the government doesn't know they earned some money doing something, and you've put it under the floor in that back closet, and you think the government will never get that money. No, they're getting it right now. They're getting it by making those dollars worth less every day. They're borrowing money at a rate of $58,000 a second. They're printing money at a rate of more than $5 trillion in the last 3 years. And some would say the debt is even more egregious than that. You know, one of the things the government does is it does not include in its official budget the budgets for things like Social Security, Medicare, and so on. And accordingly, the government is really spending, going deeper into debt at a rate of up to $5 trillion a year. I mean, those stacks of dollar bills to and from the planet Venus that it would take to pay off the current debt, soon there may be three stacks of dollar bills going to Venus. Because we're increasing our national debt at a drastic rate here. And we're only able to do that because people are still willing to lend us money. At what point does the faith-based dollar, well, it is a faith-based currency after all, there's no other reason to believe in it. It's not backed by gold or silver. It's only backed by the full faith and credit of our politicians. And I leave it to you to guess how much real faith and credit our politicians deserve. So, at some point, people are going to look at us and say, you know, we don't think you ever intend to pay back the money that we're lending to you. You're going to do something like print those platinum coins and say, here's a coin, we've now paid you $1 trillion. And we're going to look at the coin and realize that we were suckered and had. Well, at some point in the near future, people are going to say, you know, we can't lend you money anymore at almost zero interest rate. We can't lend you money anymore because, frankly, you're a deadbeat. You're living on your credit card, and every day you become less able to pay off the debt. You produce less, you borrow more. You're like a person who pays last week's credit card with this week's credit card. How much can we trust you? Frankly, one of the things that I find most scary today, Dr. Stan, people are fleeing the stock market, which is wise. People are fleeing real estate, which is wise. Real estate, by the way, just went down another 2% in the country. But what are they fleeing into? They're fleeing into paper dollars. People actually feel more secure taking tangible assets that can't be run off a government printing press and exchanging them for paper dollars that can be run off a government printing press and made worthless. I mean, it's just like a drowning man trying to pull under the people who come to save him.
What is
or as I find myself saying, like somebody trying to escape a bear market by hiding in the cave where the bear lives.
That's a very good analogy. Well, most people really don't want to hear that the city were facing a financial crisis. Most people want things to get back the way they were before.
Well, this book that we give people for free actually gives you 50 pages of information about how you can save the country, and if not that, then save your own family and your own life savings. There are ways to do it. but most people don't realize what they are.
All right, fine. Well, we can get into that when we get back here. In case you have a question for Lowell, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. We are seeing the demise of Western civilization. No matter what happens, there's going to be severe consequences. And I do not believe that during my lifetime, we will ever... You cannot spend your way into prosperity. You can't borrow your way into prosperity. You're going to have a free society, and we have leaders who have a different agenda. We'll be right back in a moment.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730, and ask about business opportunities.
Well, Cindy and Lowell was just talking about the cycles that start to begin with affluence and then the loss of affluence until the society is destroyed, and then people rebuilding a society and then becoming affluent again and turning against their values of hard work and morality and turning against God, and the whole thing collapses. And this is not the first time it's happened. It's happened many times down through the centuries. And it would appear that history is repeating itself. It's like deja vu all over again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Lowell Ponte. Lowell, do you have a website you'd like to get out, or just your telephone number where people can get the book free of charge?
Oh, a website where people could get the book, if there's a green button lit there, would be inflationdeception.com. But the better thing to do is just call the toll-free number. Leave your name, leave your number. We'll get back to you. We'll be able to get your address, find out whether you'd rather have the book in a print form or an electronic form. And this way we help build a community of people who can stay in touch, who can learn about future books coming out in the series, and so on.
All right, fine.
Now, that toll-free number.
Let's get that telephone number one more time.
Yeah, thank you. 800-630-1494 is the number. That's 800-630-1494. And the book is free, the postage is free, the handling is free, the phone call is free. This book will not cost you one penny, and it could have literally life-saving, savings-saving information for you and your family. It will also explain what Craig Smith and I call the inflatocracy, that is, government of, by, and for inflation, and how the government now manipulates us through inflation. How the government, even nowadays, is killing off the sons and daughters of America's pioneers disproportionately. You know, most people think that American exceptionalism is either a myth, that it doesn't really exist, or that it has no real basis, except perhaps ideology. That appears not to be true. If you look at human history, it turns out that only about 2% of human beings who have ever been born have left the place where they were raised to go someplace else, to literally make a major move in their lives. Most people have just stayed put down through history. The typical medieval peasant, for example, might never have traveled more than 10 to 15 miles from home in their entire life. And yet Americans are quite different. And the apparent reason is we have an unusual gene. It is a dopamine-activating gene in our DNA that tends to make people more adventurous, more restless, more eager to see what's on the other side of the horizon. Call it an entrepreneurial gene, if you will. It's a gene that includes an enormous craving for freedom. And what makes America interesting is we are a nation made up disproportionately of ancestors who left wherever they were to come here. In other words, ancestors who disproportionately had that gene in them. We are literally genetically different. Whether you come from the South Pacific or Europe or some other part of the world, we all tend to have that gene. Now, the problem is we now have a government that is recreating the very conditions that our ancestors fled from. Conditions of government oppression, lack of freedom, lack of opportunity, lack of free enterprise. That's now being recreated here. And what that is doing to the sons and daughters of America's pioneers who carry that freedom gene, that entrepreneurial gene, is it is putting enormous stress on them, greater stress than other people feel. And that stress, that denial of freedom, that idea that you are a free human being, but people are increasingly putting cages and chains onto you, that is manifest in higher rates of cancer, higher rates of heart attack, higher rates of infertility, and all the other medical problems that can come from stress. So the people who have the genes of America's pioneers still in them, they feel more stress from the loss of freedom than do others. And that's what we are now becoming as a country. We're literally, in this election and in the near future, deciding whether we're going to remain the free country that became the great thriving land where all the creative entrepreneurial people tended to gather, or we're going to become just another European socialist state. And we're seeing how well that's working out in Europe. Europe is on the brink of collapse right now because they just do not have the will to stop spending, to stop redistributing wealth, to conserve in some sense. We've reached the level of madness where politicians print money in order to buy votes, and now, whether they're in Europe or here, they can't stop printing money. If they stop, they'll lose power. And so we've just seen socialists take over in places like France by promising to keep printing the money. And now we have only Angela Merkel in Germany, a holdout. She's just lost two major elections in different German states. In 2013, she is likely to lose power and be replaced by a socialist. And at that point, you can pretty well kiss Europe goodbye. And when Europe caves in, American banks and interest here are heavily invested in Europe. You're going to see a great deal of strain on our economy as that happens.
I am convinced you're right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Lowell Ponte, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Dr. Stan, and that is, what I've learned, Lowell, is the derivative, CDO, credit default swap, the debt obligation is actually, invalid, not a valid contractual debt obligation because it violates contract law provisions of full disclosure and good faith, valuable consideration in hand. So that being the case, is that why Iceland declared all that debt invalid and booted or gave the marching orders to the international gangsters that were attempting to put them into bankruptcy?
Well, I think that's a very provocative question because I think we can learn a great deal from what happened in Iceland, and I think there is tremendous fear among the banking elite that other nations will follow the Iceland's lead. What are your thoughts on that, Lowell?
Iceland is a very special country in the world in that the Storing is the oldest democratic body on the planet. That's been in continuous operation. That is their parliament. They are totally self-sufficient in energy because of geothermal energy. They can grow as much food as they need because they have a tiny population.
Could you speak just a little bit louder?
I'm sorry.
Right ahead.
Iceland is a unique country. It's not at all like other countries of the world. It's not heavily dependent on international banking. And therefore, they are able to thumb their noses to a large degree and remain self-sufficient in Iceland. Other countries, such as France, Germany, whatever, they would find it much more difficult being part of a deeply immersed in the international trade system to be able to just ignore the rest of the world the way Iceland can. But I think it's been a heroic statement. Of course, most people, when they are deeply in debt, would love to find a way to just declare the debt null and void or to say that they were defrauded. In fact, they were defrauded. The people of Iceland, the people of Norway, and so on, were persuaded to buy mortgage bundles that were grossly misrepresented in terms of their value. And they bought them largely because a company such as AIG, an insurance giant, was willing to claim to insure them to minimize the risk. But, of course, as soon as the system began to cave in, AIG had nowhere near enough money to make good on those insurance policies they collected so many billions for. Therefore, the people of Iceland are doing something that they're in a position to do that a lot of other people would not feel in a position to do. I, for example, would love to just renounce all of my own personal debt and say that, that sandwich I just bought at Carl's Jr. was not as good as they put in the pictures in the advertising, and therefore I shouldn't have to pay. It's a tough challenge, but Iceland is uniquely positioned to be able to do that better than most people can.
Well, right at the present time, what should people be doing? Should they be buying gold and silver? Should they be buying platinum? Should they be investing in the stock market? Should they be investing in bonds? What can people do at this point to protect themselves? Certainly,
you should be getting out of dollars and anything denominated in dollars or other fiat currencies, that is, currencies whose only value comes from a government issuing an order saying that these pieces of paper have value. You should be going into something that the politicians and the central bankers cannot print. That certainly could be gold or silver. It could also be anything tangible. It could be antiques. It could be bullets. You know, bullets and guns have been holding up better than almost any other investment in the last few years. It could be survival food. But you need to take your savings now held in paper fiat money, which tomorrow could be made worthless just by a political act, and convert a significant portion of that into things that they cannot print on a printing press, that they cannot just manufacture more of out of thin air. And that would certainly make it much harder to rob you by inflation, because you would then have a kind of lifeboat. And if inflation rose, your lifeboat would just rise with it. So you would not lose value. A tidal wave of inflation will utterly destroy dollars, but it will not be able to destroy something like gold or silver or other tangibles like that. So that would certainly be a major step in the direction of protecting yourself.
And I think that's excellent advice. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the difficulty is we don't know when this whole thing's going to come down. But you're far better off to be 2 years too early than 1 day too late. Would that be a fair estimate?
Oh, it would. And people who want to invest in something like gold or silver, you have to understand that you're not a speculator. The speculators are in a position to get in and out of markets in a matter of seconds. And hence, they can jump much faster than you'd be able to. If you invest in something like that, you should just assume you're going to stay with it for a while. That it may go up a little, it may go down a little. The governments are applying tremendous pressure in things that can change them. For example, gold. The European governments have been dumping gold in order to exchange them for currency as part of the way of keeping their central banks afloat and operational in this crisis. So they've created a kind of artificial gold market in the world. The government also stepped in when gold and silver were on the verge of just exploding in value up into thousands and thousands of dollars. And they suddenly raised all the margin requirements on these things as a way of forcing little investors out of the market. That was a very clever and cunning move, too. But if you look at a country like China, China has been massively investing in gold. It's increased tenfold its acquisition pattern of gold since, oh, around Christmas time last year. Or no, I should say November, December of last year. They suddenly increased tenfold the quantity of gold they were buying. And they were already the number two gold buyer in the world behind India. They've now surpassed India. And gold is almost a religion in India. So what does China know that we don't know? Well, they apparently know something, because they're frantically out clawing to get more gold.
In fact, I've heard it said that China is the largest producer of gold in the world, number one, and number two is they're also the largest importer of gold. In other words, basically they're manufacturing it, creating it, mining it, and they're the largest producer of gold. But they're also frantically buying up, becoming one of the largest purchasers of gold. And basically, of course, I think they understand the golden rule, and that is that he who has the gold rules. And that's exactly the way we're going. And, Chris, our leaders seem to think that you could play this con game indefinitely. I don't think it's going to work. I think that basically the whole world financial system is a con game. You think you have money on deposit in the bank. You think you have money worth something in your pension fund or in your insurance policy. But that could literally be destroyed overnight. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, we should note, too, just as a footnote, that this is in China's 12-year astrological cycle of years, each one a different animal. This is the year of the dragon. that ushered in at, what, the end of January, early February. Dragon years are very special in Chinese lore. As I say, they come only once every 12 years. This year, there are going to be about 5% more babies than usual born in China because it's considered good luck to have a child born in a dragon year. The dragon is the traditional symbol of Chinese emperors and Chinese power. It is a symbol that they take, meaning there can be sudden, unpredictable change. There can be drastic increases in power or success for China or for people who invest in this year. That may have to do a little bit with why we're acquiring gold. I have suggested in my own writings that it might be a good idea for the CIA to have hired one or two really good Chinese astrologers. Not because we believe in Chinese astrology, but because they do. And at the time that we're having our presidential election this fall, China is going to be having a once every 10-year turnover in the ruling numbers on the Politburo. They're having a kind of election themselves that will turn over power for the next 10 years in China.
Well, I think Lowell, we're living in exciting times. I guess it's been Lowell Ponte, and he and Craig Smith are working together, trying to educate people to what's really going on. They're doing an excellent job. They're offering a free book, and once again, what's the telephone number to get the free book?
Toll free, 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
this is Dr. Stan. Our guests have been Roll Ponte, and they've written a book called The Inflation Deception, and I think it's well worthwhile, because basically we're heading into a cataclysmic event, and certainly it's going to destroy the world as we know it, and there's certainly no way it can be avoided. We have debt that can never be repaid. And so your job is to look after yourself and your family, and that's really all you can do, to try to warn others, which I do. And some people listen, and most people don't. Most people really simply would like to say, well, maybe we'll get around to it sometime, and I just tell them, take half of what you have and follow my advice, leave the other half where it is, and you'll sleep better. Because from my point of view, you're better off to be totally out of the dollar, but certainly tell people they have to diversify. Because if their financial advisor is right, why, of course, you'll do very well by them. But if your financial advisor is wrong and you have not diversified, why, you're going to lose everything you have. And so we advise people and recommend, Sydney, do something. Don't just sit there. Do something at this point. Well, Sydney, if you haven't heard my talks on the financial tsunami, the financial Armageddon, there were some given 7 years ago, but they give it the foundation of what's going on today. You need to read Ed Griffin's excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. The Creature from Jekyll Island. You need to get our little pamphlet on the history of money. My talk on the prophetic warning. It's certainly my five newsletters on Andrew Jackson's farewell address. You need certainly to get a book on money creators. You need to get the books on the rollback and certainly the financial collapse by Thomas Wood. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget the conspiracy conference. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday. I'll be the lead-off speaker on Sunday. And I think, hope I will have something well worthwhile saying. Come, bring a friend. We'll have a booth there. You can come by and talk to Steve or to Letitia, or I'll be there a good part of the time at the table. And then we've got really some great speakers. We've got other people coming from exactly the opposite point of view spiritually. But the reason I go is there has to be somebody there professing our Lord Jesus Christ and pointing that you said the Christianity is the answer to the problems facing America and the world today, and hopefully some people will heed that. I certainly want to remind you, we're going to have our own conference on the 21st of October. It's not that far away, the 21st of October, and we're lining up some great, great speakers. I'm really encouraged all about it, so we hope we'll get as good turnout this year as we've had in the past. That is the Radio Liberty Annual Conference on the 21st of October. And then, of course, a telephone number if you want to get the material, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America is under attack, not from without, but from within, by people who want to destroy this nation because they hate America, because it was once the beacon of light for Christianity throughout the world. Well, certainly, we hope if you're in a position to support Radio Liberty, you will. We need your help right now. We're having some financial problems. We're quite a ways behind. We've had to put a fair amount of our own money in just to keep things going. So if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I should say, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection till tomorrow. May the Lord be with you. Be grateful for a life.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 29 May 2012. It is Tuesday. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today. I do hope you had a special, meaningful time this past three-day weekend. If you had it off, I hope that you did something good for yourself and someone else. Memorial Day is always a very tough time, both for veterans and for non-veterans, I think. It's the day that you lay the wreaths and you remember the people in your family, but you also